We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular
presents
double feature.
Tonight's Sleepy Time Tale double features are The Teddy Bear Picnic and Red, White, and Blueberries. It's a special Sleepy Time Tale double feature. Tonight, we will listen to two whimsical tales that celebrate the great outdoors. Our first story is called The Teddy Bear Picnic. It's about a secret gathering of stuffed animals. What do you think goes on at a picnic for teddy bears? Let's find out together and begin our first feature now. The Teddy Bear Picnic. If you go out in the woods today, you're in for a big surprise. Today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic. They meet out in a secret part of the forest where nobody can see them. All the other woodland critters scatter to make way for all the raucous and rowdy teddy bears. Here they come.
Teddy bears!
Some teddies are big and loud.
Hello!
Some are kind and sweet.
La la la.
And like to give hugs.
Aww.
Some teddies are trickster bears and like to play jokes.
Gotcha!
There are lots of sweet things to eat at the picnic. Every teddy gets a little bear treat.
Yum, yummy in my teddy bear tummy.
One rascally teddy bear hides behind a tree, then pops out and yells,
"Food fight!"
as she throws a blackberry pie in the face of another big furry teddy.
Yum!
The stuffed bears love to play games at the picnic. They play teddy bear tiddlywinks and have bear foot races.
Go Bears!
But their favorite game to play is hide and seek.
Peekaboo, I see you. No fair, teddy bear.
After they have their fun and games, the teddy bears sit in a circle and sing a song.
If you go down in the woods today, you're in for a big surprise. If you go out in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. It's lovely down in the woods today, but safer to stay at home. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic. Teddy bear picnic. Teddy bear picnic. If you go down in the woods today, you're in for a big surprise. If you go out in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. Today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. Today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
It's almost sunset. Time for all the teddy bears to scamper home and sneak back into bed before the little children go to sleep. They give each other great big bear hugs.
Goodbye.
Then tiptoe back to their houses. They all sneak softly back into their places just in time for bed. The end.
Double, 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 double feature.
For our second feature, we will hear about three furry friends who want to celebrate the warm weather with a sweet, fruity treat. They are on a mission to find three kinds of berries in the woods. Do you think they will be successful in their berry scavenger hunt? Let's find out and begin our second feature now. Red, white, and blueberries. Once upon a time, there was a magical place called Lucky Lake, where happy little critters liked to gather. There was Lucy the Loon.
Hello.
Cleaver the Beaver.
Howdy.
And a young little frog named Tad.
Nice to meet you.
On the very first warm day of the year, the three animal friends decided to throw a summer season celebration.
Let's do something fun and festive,
said Lucy the Loon.
How about a colorful feast,
said Cleaver the Beaver.
Oh yeah, we can eat a bunch of tasty flies,
said Tad the Frog.
Maybe we can agree on a different menu choice instead, dear.
Yeah, how about we have a feast of red, white, and blueberries?
Hooray, that sounds great!
We can each choose a color and gather the berries, then meet back here at the shore to have our lavish meal.
Let's go for it!
Lucy the Loon dove into the water and swam across the lake. She knew of a lovely blueberry patch that grew just along the shoreline by the old birch tree. Lucy gracefully swam up to the berry bushes and began picking the tiny sweet fruits with her beak. Meanwhile, Cleaver the Beaver scurried over to a secret strawberry patch over by his beaver dam.
Oh boy, these red strawberries are perfectly ripe! They're gonna make a scrumptious snack!
At that very moment, Tad the Frog was hopping around looking for white-colored berries.
White berries, where could they be?
He hopped across the shore and into the woods. But there were no white berries to be found.
Huh, who knew white-colored berries would be so hard to find?
Just then, Tad spotted something shining in the distance. He hopped his way over to get a closer look. Next to a fallen log was a patch of tiny white pebbles.
Eureka!
Tad the Frog mistook the shiny pebbles for white berries.
These must be the mysterious fruits I've been searching for. Ha ha!
Tad the Frog selected his three favorites and then began hopping his way back to the shore of Lucky Lake. Meanwhile, Cleaver the Beaver and Lucy the Loon had already made their way back with the freshly harvested blueberries and strawberries. They waited anxiously for Tad the Frog.
Where could he be? The sun is about to set.
Oh dear, I hope he finds his way back soon. Let's call out to him.
Cleaver thumped his big beaver tail on the soft ground, and Lucy made a loud loon call. Tad the Frog was feeling quite lost, but heard the other animals calling to him in the distance.
Huh?
And found his way back to the shore safe and sound.
Oh, thank goodness you're back.
I sure am. And look what I found. White berries.
Oh boy, I can't wait to take a bite.
Me too.
Cleaver the Beaver and Lucy the Loon tried to take a bite of the berries, but quickly came to realize that they weren't berries at all, but in fact were instead shiny pebbles.
Sorry to burst your bubble, Tad, but these are rocks, little buddy.
Ah, no, they are. Oh, gee, I tried to do my best, but instead I ruined our red, white, and blueberry celebration.
Tad began to cry. But Lucy the Loon smiled and patted the little frog with her wing.
There, little friend, it's all right.
Yeah, we still have plenty of red strawberries and blueberries to share.
Hey, why don't we do something special with the pebbles instead?
Tad dried his eyes.
Like what?
Let's each make a wish and toss the pebbles into Lucky Lake.
Great idea, Lucy. Here you go first, Tad.
I wish to go on more fun outdoor adventures, Ribbit.
And I wish for plenty of rain and sunshine this summer so all the plants and animals will be happy and healthy.
I wish for lots more fun celebrations with friends.
Lucy, Cleaver, and Tad threw their pebbles into Lucky Lake.
Now let's chow down on some berries.
The three friends spent the whole evening feasting and celebrating, and all of their wishes came true. The end. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. I hope you enjoyed tonight's very fun double feature presentation. If you want to support this show, you can help by telling a friend about Story Spectacular. Show them all the ways they can listen to this family-friendly podcast. Subscribe on Spotify, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen. Help us get the word out so that even more friends can tune in to Sleepy Time Tales 2.
Sleepy Time Tales.